In this bulletin, the Prime Minister rejects an international migration pact. More details emerge about the murder of a baby in Queensland. And the federal government announces easier online access to its services. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government is unwilling to sign up to a key UN international migration agreement. The UN's Global Compact on Migration is supposed to support what the bloc terms safe and orderly migration. But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told Sky News the government is worried the compact would weaken Australia's border protection operations.
We're concerned about whether or not it starves us as a sovereign nation of the ability to decide the way in which we can return people. So it really undermines the tenets of Operation Sovereign Borders.
Other countries that have refused to sign up to the UN agreement include the US, Israel, Austria and Hungary. Queensland police believe a nine-month-old baby girl whose body washed ashore on a Gold Coast beach may have died across the border in New South Wales. The family were tracked on CCTV travelling from the Gold Coast to the Jack Evans Boat Harbour in New South Wales on Saturday. It's alleged the baby girl was thrown into the harbour and her empty pram left alongside the waterway before the family returned to Queensland. The baby's body is believed to have drifted in the current for 2 days before washing ashore at a surfer's Paradise Beach, where she was found by passers-by on Monday. Detective Chief Inspector Brendan Cullen from Tweed Heads Police has urged anyone with further information to come forward.
We want to find out what happened to this child. We want to know from any person that may have seen anything. It's really important to come forward either to the Queensland Police or the New South Wales Police and tell us what they do know. We need to put the pieces together so that we can find out exactly what happened.
Victorian Liberal leader Matthew Guy says he will establish a population commission if he wins Saturday's state election. The comments come after Prime Minister Scott Morrison said earlier this week that the number of people allowed to migrate permanently to Australia will likely drop under his government. Speaking to SBS Radio's Greek program, Mr. Guy says the commission would be responsible for making decisions about what population numbers would be appropriate for Victoria.
The best thing we can do is have an independent commission, which is made up of experts, which looks at where we need jobs, the kinds of jobs we need, how many people that equates to, and importantly, how big do we want Victoria to be? Now that the federal government's asking the state for its input on immigration numbers, I think that's good. I think that's a really good move, but I'm going to have a sensible body like a population commission who will make our submission about how big our state should be.
Digital Transformation Minister Michael Keenan says Australians should soon be able to apply for welfare and register births and deaths online rather than having to wait in line at government offices or getting stuck in phone queues. The changes mean Australians will only have one login for government services. Mr. Keenan wants all services brought online by 2025. Mr. Keenan says Australians want convenience, simplicity and security when dealing with government services.
Government services will be so easy and so seamless that, like with the Medicare refund, there will be many tasks that have disappeared so completely from our lives, we will have forgotten that it used to take us effort to do them.
Australia's One Day and 2020 captain Aaron Finch says he's disappointed Steve Smith and David Warner won't be coming back to state or national cricket this year. Smith and Warner were given 12-month bans from state and national cricket for their roles in the ball tampering scandal in South Africa earlier this year. They were hopeful their sentences would be reduced this week, but Cricket Australia decided against doing so yesterday. Finch says he feels bad for Smith and Warner, but respects Cricket Australia's decision. Let's look at tomorrow's weather now. Possible late shower or storm, 29 in Perth. In Adelaide, showers easing, 18 degrees. In Melbourne, showers there as well, 15. Rain increasing in Hobart, 17. In Canberra, a shower or two as well, 17. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 21 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 25. Windy and also partly cloudy in Newcastle and 26. In Brisbane, a possible shower or storm, 29 degrees. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 34. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.